We're now recording. This is a tour of my living space, and my boyfriend Jim is here, of course, because this is both of our living space.
Hello, folks.
I'm in the living room.
Sort
I'm standing
of,
up.
Sort of off in the background.
I'm taking my headset off because I don't need it. Excuse me. Let's see. We have a fan running.
Air conditioner thing.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna start it at the blah.
Start the
I have to start this door, I think. Okay. I'm standing by our front door. Our apartment has two doors. And this is the front door. To my left is the living room. To the front of me is the living room. To the right is the kitchen. And a few feet in front of me now is the cat. People asked me if I was going to do a cat cast. I couldn't think of enough stuff to put in a cat cast. So, I'll just make a few comments about cats. What, Beverly? Okay, she was going to say something. Cats are meowy. They're very noisy. Right, kitty kitty? What? Especially feeding time. This one is very noisy. I put a bell on her, though, because cats can be very sneaky. And they can slip around and do stuff without you knowing about it. I'm now in our kitchen. The floor is covered with various seeds and things. Our dining room table is covered with candy. Ha ha ha. And there is Shelby. He's not waking up. There's Shelby. And here's a Furby. Okay, I'll put these guys over here so they can talk to each other. And in one of the dining room chairs is this cat. There we go. I put her down. Cats don't eat that much. As a blind person, I find taking care of a cat is it's pretty easy. So, you know, that's pretty cool. Walking through the kitchen, here's our stove, which actually isn't as messy as some that I've seen. And there's a counter space between the stove and the fridge, which actually isn't messy either. Here's a fridge. I'm going to put you in the fridge. But not quite. Because I'm not going in the freezer, but you are. Okay, opening the freezer again. That was disgusting. The Furby and the Shelby are still talking. Then there's a wall here, and I have the dog and cat dishes on this wall. Well, the dog dish and the cat drinks out of the dog's water. And there's a counter to the left with alcohol on it. There's a sink. It's a single sink. There's other alcohol, too, though. We have a water filter. Water filters kick some serious butt. Because, that's right. I just crushed a Rice Krispie.
You.
Come right back out here to wipe some more white Rice Krispies off this counter. What?
I
That's where that went. To the right of the counter is a cat dish for her wet food. Her dry food's in the bedroom.
On the board.
And then there is a trash can and various boxes and things. And our cockatiels also live in the kitchen, well, and more in the dining area. They have, how big would you say the cage is, babe?
At least a 2.5 foot by 2.5, maybe?
I'd say...
Maybe 3?
2.5 by 3 by 3, maybe?
It's a good size.
It's a good size cage. There's two cockatiels in it.
They're happy as can be.
There, chirping.
Now
they're we're in the living room by the air conditioner slash outdoor fan thing. Walking toward my toy area. I've got all kinds of art stuff, toys piled up here. I babysit, but I play with them and collect them too.
Stay out of that toy area. Don't kill yourself.
Yeah, pretty much. If you don't know where you're going, don't go in there. Excuse me again.
You have to edit that one.
No, I don't. No. This is our TV. That would be Shelby farting. There's a TV.
Computer equipment indicate a struggle in the cockpit. Uncocked eyes.
Sounds like some really awful movie or something. Is it? What is it? I don't know about that. Here's a computer desk that Jim and I are both sharing, and what the heck is this?
Huh.
What is this?
Couldn't tell you. What is it?
They're containers of something. They look like tobacco.
Well, oh, those are mints.
Oh.
Yeah, I started chewing tobacco. I didn't tell you.
Oh, jeez. Better than smoking. At least I don't have to put up with it. Okay. Computer. There's a monitor up here which is hooked to my computer. There's a cell phone cable sitting here.
For the data cable.
Yep. Discs. A chicken. There's a walking chicken up here. There's a glue stick up there, which is probably my better glue stick. Here's a music box.
She's got all kinds of stuff on that desk. Most of it's hers.
Yep. What?
Oh, my glasses.
Oh, my. There's a box of 22 caliber pellets up here. It's a money labeler. Stamp. Braille on a bill. There's a clock. Where's the rabbit?
By the hard drive?
There's a rabbit that poops jelly beans somewhere in here. There's a keyboard. There's my computer.
No, not there.
I don't see it, but that's okay. And then we have a recliner in here. And then we have a guinea pig cage. Come here, KP. His name's Kitty Pig. Because Jim accidentally called him a kitty. Hi, KP. We're going to say hi to the nice people.
Oh, shit.
His claws are very, very long. They need to be clipped. Yes, we need to take you to the vet and get your claws clipped. There's a KP. There's a KP over here. I have a mouse. What?
I bought about 4 different kinds of wine today just because I like to taste wine. Good taste wine. And this one is a harder alcohol taste.
Oh.
Sweet. I don't think anybody knows. I like it, and I don't think Joey would.
Probably not. Now I'm in the hallway, turning to the right, going into the bathroom. Right in front is the sink. And there's the toilet. My toilet works better than Andre's does. That was me flushing the toilet. And there's a bathtub. That's about it. Because it's your standard bathroom. Now I'm going into the bedroom, which is mostly clutter. And a cat. The cat box is in here. I use the scooping litter. Because it's easier to use. If you're just cheaper in the long run, really. Scoop it out. Scoop the clumps. I just use a little scooper thing. Just feel where the clumps are with it. And dump it in a trash bag. Got the bed over here. It's just a twin bed. I sleep on an air mattress at the moment. We're going to get a better bed eventually. And then here's Tina's house. Her kennel. My guide dog's kennel is covered with a sheet for privacy. It's his, her house, her little cave. She has a bed in there and everything. And if you go around, here's the cat's closet. It has her hard food because she gets, she's self-fed, so she gets hard food and regular. What? Are you saying hi to me because I'm coming to your room? Do you have enough food? Let me look. Oh yes, you have plenty of food. Yes, indeed. Sometimes she likes me to play in her food. You want me to start up the air freshener again? There we go. Oops, it didn't work. We have one of those oust fan dealies in here. There it goes. You're welcome. And there's boxes and things along the wall here because the bedroom is like the messiest part of our house. And, oops. Excuse me, Tina. Hi, girl. Somebody asked me on the list to talk about cats and socialization. My cat likes me, but she doesn't really like strangers very much. Here's a walk-in closet, which is full. And here's the back door. Some cats are just that way. Sometimes they'll only come out at night, but if you can convince them to come out during the day, like find them, pull them out, pet them, give them their favorite treat, whatever their favorite treat is. Some cats are just recalcitrant, though. Cats will be cats. I pretty much stopped trying to fathom the way of cats long ago. And so, you know, some cats like to be brushed. Mine likes to be brushed when you can find her to brush her or find the brush. Dear, where is the cat brush anyway? Not either. Jim's at his computer. His keyboard's on my desk. It's kind of it's kind of funny. So that's the deal with cats. And I'm going to get one of the birds out because they like to come out. Hello. Yes. Love you too. I think that's the male, Scott, that's talking to me. Come here, Scott. Come up, Scott. Oh, come here. I see your tail. Where's the rest of you? Come here. Step up. Good boy. Oh, good job. You came out all by yourself. Good job. Wow. He came out on my finger all by himself. I didn't have to grab him.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that something? Oh, that might have been Jenny that did it. Somebody's blowing kisses at me in the cage, and one of them came out. Step up. This might be Jenny. Hi. We take them out to give them treats.
Yeah.
What?
I don't like this one.
Okay. Okay.
You do that when I get
bigger.
I don't like you, little neighbors.
Yep. I'm feeding Jenny a treat. Yeah, I think I might have got Jim.
By the way, guys, that theme, the birds whistling, is from
Sanford. Oh, bless you.
Sons.
She just sneezed at me.
That right there is from Sanford and Sons.
Yeah.
We got him next door in Red Door, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And we paid, what did we pay for them?
$20?
That included cage and everything, though. It is. It's a very good price for them. Usually cockatiels are about $150 a piece. We only paid $50 for these guys. On my shoulder, heading for you.
Hi, sweet thing.
Here's the rest for a treat.
Hi, sweet thing.
Here's the rest for a treat.
Sit down.
Oh!
Oh!
Nice.
That had to hurt.
Nice. Now I got a catcher. I'm going to kick your butt, Jim. At least she landed herself in a corner where I can...
Are you close to her?
I believe I am.
If someone knocks on the front door, I need to get her.
Okay. I got Jenny. Where's the rest of that treat? Oh, yeah, come here. She wanted to talk to you. Set the wine down for a minute.
She did?
Yeah.
She flew away, though.
No, it's because you had that wine and everything else, and she was unsteady. And
okay, give me the bird.
Give me your finger.
She's transferring the bird from one finger to...
Here, offer her her treat.
There you go, darling.
She has another one here, too.
There you go, darling.
Here's...
That's my finger, baby. That's a good girl. These birds, this one, the female, tries so hard not to bite your finger when she eats. I like it.
Yeah. The male tends to.
Here's some more. Take it easy. All right, give me another one, please.
Here's the oyster cracker.
All right, here's your favorite. Oh, boy, she's all over that.
She likes that. Cockatiels actually are pretty.
I guess you can call this our space plus bird feeding time.
Yeah. Cockatiels are pretty good, you know, easy to handle when you're blind.
They are. They're one of the better birds for blind people, aren't they?
Yeah, their size is pretty good for... They're big, but they're not too big, you know, they're bigger than a parakeet.
They can't bite your finger off, but they can make you bleed, I guess.
Yeah.
Hang on,
if
darling.
If you get a fiercer one, like the one I'm going to try to catch in
go
a couple
a
minutes.
Bit. Go up.
Uh-oh, she's getting mad. She didn't want
not
to.
Not up there. I take your cracker.
The one that's noising off in the other in the cage is the
don't
one
step
that's
on my finger when you. Oh no!
What?
No, you don't. Come on.
What's she
on.
Doing?
Good girl. I had her switch hands because she's gonna step on my shoulder. I don't have a shirt on.
Oh great! You're running over the neighbors without a shirt on.
Yep.
That's a little scary.
I'm
okay.
Ashamed.
Nah, you shouldn't be.
Who are you shaking for?
I just do that.
What's the matter, darling?
But,
ow!
They talk.
Ow!
She's getting grumpy.
Ow! I'm being bit!
Is she done with a cracker?
Yeah, but she's... I'm trying to pet her chest and she's biting me.
She doesn't like that.
Ow!
That's an angry noise that she's making.
I don't know if you got the right bird.
Come here. Stop that.
I think you got the other bird.
I think we got Scott.
Oh, he's on me.
Come here and stop it. Maybe we've got Scott. He's the more ornery.
He's been hard.
Bird.
I'll be back, folks.
Yeah, after that, Jim's probably going to need a drink. Because Scott was being naughty. You were being a naughty bird. I thought you were going to be good for Daddy. You. Get up here. Step up there. And stay up there while I go get the other bird out. Okay. You are naughty. Okay, come here. Come here. Come here, buddy. Come here, buddy. No, come here. Come here. Come here. Come here, bud. Come here, buddy. Come here. Jenny. Jen. Come here, buddy. Step up. Yeah, come up on my shoulder for now. Let me get your weaselish little friend and put him in here. Step up. Scott, you're being a dweeb. Stop. There you go. The females don't talk as much. However, they tend to be a little friendlier, a little easier to train. Males do talk, but they're harder to train. Come here, bud. Come here, baby. You guys need your nails clipped. They like their treats, though, don't you guys? You want this? No. They both like these little round seed treats.
Okay. I told the special delivery, and she says, "What's that?" And I said, "Wine."
Naughty Face is back in the cage.
Oh, you sure you got the right one?
I think this one's Jenny, but I'm not sure.
Hello, Dobby.
Whoever it was behaving for you until you ran out of treats.
Hello.
And then,
then
decided not to.
Hello, Dobby. Good girl. Good girl. You forgot to tell him about the most important part of the family.
Who?
Gina.
Oh, I'm getting there. Don't worry. I'm saving the best for last. Of course. That was disgusting.
I was hoping they wouldn't hear that.
This mic's pretty powerful, dear. Okay.
Sorry, y'all.
Step up. Step up. I got another one for you. Here's an oyster cracker. Oh, boy. it was funny. We were at the liquor store, and he was test-tasting wine, and the cashier and I were talking, and she was describing his reactions to the different kinds, saying which ones got an icky face and which ones didn't. You are a messy bird.
That's much better, y'all. It's Concord, California grape wine there.
There you go.
Good old California. That's where I'm from originally.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's pretty good for a California boy there.
From Fresno, California, which is like the central part of the state.
I'm originally from Michigan. I moved to Iowa about a year ago.
I moved to Iowa about what?
Two and a half months ago?
3 months.
Something like that.
It's been 2 months.
Yep.
And I'm still here. I like it, but there's not much for blinks here, y'all.
Well. No, that's all in Des Moines, pretty much.
I
but
like
oh
the
well.
Des Moines.
I like Davenport for its country, since it's small town in the city, kind
people
of.
It's like a country town, like people are so friendly.
But it's got the city,
I'm gonna go listen to Andre and Rios.
Oh, that's hilarious, that's a trip. And then we have Tina. Come here, girl. Hey, Tina. Tina, come. Tina, come. She is 9 years old. She's a black lab. She's my guide dog. Come here. She's going to be retiring soon. This is why. Hey! Come here!
I think she's getting hard of hearing, y'all.
Uh-huh. Me too. Tina, come. I think she's afraid of the bird. Oh, there you are! Good girl!
Afraid of birds?
She's
you know what it's called after, y'all? I think it's called.
I'm proud. Well, that's what you get for going out there barefoot. I'm looking at you, Jenny. But Tina is she's black lab. She's pretty healthy. We think she's
9 years old.
Getting hard of hearing, having those standard old age problems. What was that all about?
Which bird is that?
The one that wants to behave today. Yeah.
That's Scott. Being good,
I
didn't get
trade off. Yeah, Jenny's having a bad feather day. She was sneezing too earlier, so I'd.
Oh, is that what?
I wonder. Yeah. Scott's scratching his wing now.
I didn't know where to scratch himself.
He just did. He balanced someone.
Whoa!
Oh, whoa, hello! Yeah, I'm not talking to you. Is that the problem here? Well, what? What's the problem? Yeah?
You both kids it's used to more effective.
Can you do our new sound? Can you do our new sound?
This week.
Yeah, he learned that this week. This is turning into a cockatiel cat living space cast thing. They will blow kisses at you, like he's doing. They can be very affectionate. These guys were rescue birds, though, so they were neglected before people took them to the pet store. You ready to go back in your cage? Step up. Good girl. Good boy. Good bird. Ready to go back in? Okay. Yeah, I love you too. You're a pretty bird. Come on, step in there. No, no, no. You're going in the cage, not on the side. There you go. This is the first time, actually, that they've stepped up onto my hand without me having to put a hand over them, which is pretty good. Still got to chase them a little bit, but they'll get used to it. Anyway, as I was saying about Tina, she's about, what'd you say, 32 inches, maybe? She's about 65 pounds. She's a good dog, aren't you? Yes. You know what? You didn't get your oyster cracker, did you? She thinks when the birds get an oyster cracker that she should too. Actually, I got something better for you, baby.
Honey.
I've got... Would you like... Here you go, girl. She likes carrots. I'm getting her baby carrot. Want a baby carrot instead of an oyster cracker? I bet you'd like this. Birds don't like them. Guinea pig does, though. Here you go, girl. There you go. Oh, she's a happy girl. I got her from Guide Dogs for the Blind back in June of 1998. And that's where I met this big bear over here.
Hello, you.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Stinks over here. Could you send me to the bathroom? Anyway.
I said hi, everybody.
We hated each other, didn't we, dear?
Well, at first we did.
And we couldn't stand each other. We were just like, he sucks, dear. But now he doesn't suck so much. I love him. Oh, heaven, help me. The guinea pig wants a treat now. Okay. So, yeah, if you guys have questions about cats, cockatiels, dogs, guinea pigs, snakes, lizards, rats, whatever, I swear I've owned them all. You know, especially about, you know, how to care for such animals as a blind person, things like that. I do have a mailing list. It's called Blind Pets. And the address is, no, you had yours. This is the guinea pigs. The address is blindpets-subscribe@smartgroups.com. And I'll submit that to the, you know, the BCT list or the whatever list. Here, you want this? KP, look what I got. Where are you? Where are you? Here, take it. You want it? You're not going to take it from me. Alright, I'll put it in your dish. So that's the tour of our zoo. Now, I'm going to sign off and do what I must do to this. Isn't so much that I have to edit, but I can at least get rid of some of the buzz that my silly microphone makes. It's a
stereo.
It's a Radio Shack thing. I did put it in stereo. It's not going to record in stereo, though. It's a Radio Shack mic. Or no, it's not a Radio Shack. It's a, I don't know. I'm really not quite sure what the brand is. It's a wireless mic, so it's hooked to my computer.
Who's Derek?
I was able to wander around the house, and I have no clue who Derek is. I think he was talking to Derek Lane, but I'm not exactly sure. So that's the tour, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. And
thank you for joining us, folks. I enjoyed it myself.
For the safety of myself and those around me, I am not going to give out my email list, my email address. However, I am subscribed to the Blind Cool Tech list. I'm subscribed to the Yahoo one at the moment because the other one doesn't seem to want to... let me subscribe again. Shaitan's site doesn't want me to subscribe again for some odd reason. And I forgot the address to the other one too, so yeah, go figure that one out. So I'm subscribed to the Yahoo one, so if you guys want to, you know, drop me a line there. And you might not want to do that.
Okay.
Until they're sure they've got everybody scraped off the list, it's being naughty. I'm pretty sure they do, but...
Well, next time she does a podcast, for sure, I'll give you my rest of your
attention. Yeah, or if you, he subscribed to the BCT list as well.
Yep.
Which one are you subscribed to, both of them?
Both of them.
Okay, the one that Shaitan's running, and Jim, the Yahoo groups.
That kind of slipped me.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, I live with a large hog. No, I'm kidding. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this and it wasn't too offensive. Yeah, it's not as bad as some things I've heard, trust me. So, thanks a lot.
That's it. Turn off the transmitter. Joe, are you done?